What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering into the nigger room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. And so today is January 27, 2019, and it's currently 3:49 p.m. And it's Sunday, so y'all know what day it is. That means it's time for some Sunday motivation. Yes, sir. And so today, I just want to talk about, like, being yourself, man. Because, honestly, being yourself is so hard nowadays, especially with the influence of social media. It just makes you constantly compare yourself to others. And it's just, like, it's very easy for you to get fear of missing out from all your friends that you might see them going out, or when you see your other friends hanging out with each other and you're not there, it makes you like feel bad about yourself that, oh, maybe I'm not good enough to be with my friends or anything like that, or any of those type of thoughts, you know, those negative thoughts that occur. Each and every one of us have felt that, like, and that's no cap. I'm not an exception. I'm pretty sure all the great actors, great people out there, they're not an exception of any of that, because it's just a human emotion for you to feel bad when you see others having a good time and you ain't there. And like I said, the influence of social media, it's always constantly compare ourselves to others when we don't even know what type of lifestyle they're living or what's going on in their life. But yet, if we always see them having a good time, or we are perceived to see them having a good time or any of that stuff, that could just easily be our downfall to being like, oh, why am I not like this? Or why does that person like me or anything like that? I always say that if you can't be yourself around somebody, then maybe you shouldn't be around that person, period. Because I'm not gonna try to fake or change myself to be someone's liking, you know? Like, you gotta look inside of yourself and you gotta figure out what makes you you. Because, I mean, we are influenced by someone or something that molds us into ourselves from when we're even kids. Like, we're constantly being influenced by somebody to make our own decisions. But are you truly at peace with who you are? That's a question that you really got to ask yourself. Because I guarantee you, I'm pretty sure that, like, 75% of the human population isn't satisfied with who they are. And that's a sad thing, you know? Like, for instance, I cuss a lot. And when I mean a lot, I mean a lot. Like, y'all niggas hear me every day, man. I cuss all the damn time. And I don't give a fuck. But that's just who I am. And I'll never be apologetic about that. But there are those people who find that repulsive, or there are people who don't like that. And I'm just like, well, if y'all don't like it, then hey, I'll just chuck up the deuces for you. Peace out. Because I'm not gonna change myself for anybody or anything. Well, I will never change myself for anybody, because I'll be damned. I'm not gonna be somebody that you want me to be just so that it's to your liking. No, if you can't handle all of me, then you can't handle any of me. It's point plain simple, you know? Another way that we can lose ourselves is like when we put ourselves into intimate or romantic relationships. Sometimes when we get into relationships, we turn into somebody that we're not, and we lose sight of that so easily. We change the way how we act, the way that we talk, the way that we walk, the way that we dress, or any of that stuff, just to please our significant other. But, like I said, that makes you lose track of yourself. And at the end of the day, you want to be you around that person no matter what. You don't want to have to hide something from that person if you really want to be in a relationship with them. You want to be who you are. And if they can't take that, then hey, that's... check up the deuces, tell them peace out. Like, for instance, me and my girl the other day, we were watching, I mean, not even the other day, just yesterday, we were watching Napoli Ever After, which is a good-ass movie. I suggest y'all should watch that. And it's about a woman who, she's always been having to give the perception that she's perfect. She has the perfect hair, perfect career, perfect this, perfect that, and always trying to please somebody else. But then, as she goes along, she realizes that, yo, this isn't who I am, or this person isn't who I want to be with. And just because I want, like, she was trying to prove to her, she was trying to make her mom happy. Like, that's where I got it from. That's why I understood from the movie that she was just trying to make her mom happy, but her mom was never happy unless her mom had it a certain way. Or, but that didn't make her happy. But, and that's what I'm trying to get at. Like, if you aren't happy in your relationship, one thing you could look at about that relationship is look into yourself and ask yourself, is this who I am? Or is this who I want to be 2 years from now? And if you're not happy, if you're not satisfied with the answer, then maybe you should call it quits. I mean, that's just my, that's like my thought process when I do a lot of things. I'm like, do I want to be with this? Do I want to be this type of person, or do I want to be this with this? If I want to continue growing with this person in the next 2 years, and if I can't, then bruh, I'm calling you deuces. And another thing about the Napoli Ever After that, like, it brought out with just not even just her relationship. Like, when you look at it from your career point of view, from your job point of view, if you have a job that you are constantly saying that you hate it or that you constantly don't like, then same thing. Maybe you should ask yourself, do I want to be here, or is this something I want to do in the next 2 years? And if it's not, then you got to make some changes. Because honestly, like, being somewhere, because you're at your job, if you have a 9 to 5, or I'm pretty sure it is a 9 to 5, if you're at a job, you're wasting a third of your life there, because there's 24 hours in a day, and eight of those hours is going to your work. If eight of those hours is something that you, if somewhere that you don't want to be at, and then another 8 of those hours is in your bed, what are you going to do with the remaining 8 hours? Like, you're not going to be, I'm pretty sure if you're not going to be happy with yourself for the first 8 hours of your day, then the rest of the 8 hours are just going to be shitty, you know? And it is hard because obviously you gotta provide for your family, you gotta bring food to the table and all that. But like, if that's somewhere that you can't picture yourself being in the next 2 years, then you really gotta find something that you actually like and find a way and make money out of that. No one is gonna tell you gotta do it. Nobody. You just gotta do it yourself. Your mom ain't gonna tell you to do it. Your boyfriend ain't gonna tell you to do it. Or they could tell you as much as they could tell you as much as you want to hear it. But if you're not willing to put the work in or the effort to go and look for that thing that you want to do, then how do you expect to get it? But then you also gotta be realistic when it comes to career, because like I said, you gotta provide for your family. You gotta ask yourself, am I ready to leave this job and pursue something else? Like, it's not as easy as it looks, but if you really put the determination, the work ethic, the hustle, the grind, and you just try to, and you dedicate you to you, then that's the ultimate come up. When you dedicate yourself to yourself, financially, emotionally, physically, all that's the biggest come up out there. Because we all have our own perceptions of life and the meaning of life, and if you can make yourself happy while you're going through your life, then what more can you ask for, you know? Same thing with kids in college. Like, maybe you got forced into going to college, or maybe that you didn't know what you wanted to do after you graduated high school, so you just entered into college. You got to ask yourself, is this something that you want to do, or is this a career that you actually want to dwell onto? Because I know so many students who, like, oh, I want to be an English major, but I have no idea what they want to do. Or they want to be a sociologist, they don't know what to do. Or they want to be a psychologist, they don't know what to do with that. Like, and that's okay, but you gotta, like I said, you gotta think about it. In the next 2 years, is this something that I really want to pursue, or will I be unhappy about it after that, you know? Or not even 2 years, you can even go further than that. 5 years, 10 years, whatever time you think is a good amount of time for you. But don't make it something that, oh, is it next year that am I gonna be happy about it next year? Because most of the time, shit that we want is not until the second or third year that that's when we would have serious questions about asking ourselves, like, yo, do I really want to do this? And it's hard. It is hard out there. But you gotta make that decision, because no, nobody has your best interest at heart except for you. Like, you have the ultimate best interest of yourself, 100%. Somebody else, they might have their best interest at heart, but not as much as you have your own best interest, you know? And the same thing with folks that feel like, oh, I'm too old. And I'm talking about the 50-year-olds, the 60-year-olds. They might be you guys might be like thinking, oh, I'm too old. There's no way I could change my career path, or there's no way I could change this about me. Like, nah, that's not the case. If you want to make yourself happy, then you got to go and fight for that happiness. That happiness is not going to come knocking on your door. You got to go out and get it. And if you're not willing to get it, then maybe it's a wrap, you know? It's just all all through your relationship status, your career, or whatever you're doing, you got to think, do I want to do this in the next how many years or how many months or how many days? If it's not going to make you happy, then why do it? And it's true, and it's crazy, because we do get into things that, yeah, I do want to do this for the next how many years. And we think we want to do it, but we grow out of things. Human nature. Everybody grows out of something. Like, one day I might be feeling one video game, and then 2 weeks from now I'm like, no, I don't want to play this video game anymore. I think it's trash. And my gamers know that feeling all too well. And that's just how it is. Sometimes we just grow out of stuff, or sometimes if we really love that thing as much as we say we do, then no matter what the case is, we'll make sure that we'll get to it. You're hungry. If you're hungry, you're going to make sure that you get fed. Same concept. But yeah, man, I mean, that's legit all I had to say for today. So we will be back here on Wednesday or Thursday, whichever one of the two. I'm hoping for Thursday. I'm hoping for Wednesday, you know? But shit happens that I can't edit my videos sometimes on Wednesday, and I just end up posting it on Thursday. So make sure y'all check back for that new podcast on Wednesday or Thursday. And this is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigger room. And we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.